We reached out to Richard Painter, former chief of White House ethics, a lawyer for the Bush administration, currently with the University of Minnesota. Richard, what is Elon Musk's role, and do you perceive it to be legal or kind of sketchy? Of course, the court said he could go ahead and pass out that money that he did, but as you know, some of the recipients look like they were handpicked.
Well, I think the role of all these billionaires trying to inject their money into politics is to buy influence with the elected officials, in this case, the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And I think we'd have a much better, more democratic system if Elon Musk, Governor Pritzker, all the billionaires keep their money out of politics. Unfortunately, we can't do that thanks to the United States Supreme Court, which has struck down just about every campaign finance law that we've tried to put in place to limit the role of money in politics. There are limits. You can't pay people to vote or to register to vote in most states, including Wisconsin. So Elon Musk, he clearly crossed the line with one of his posts up on X where he said he was going to hand out $1 million checks to people came to his speech, but you could only come to his speech if you had voted and registered to vote, that kind of thing. Well, that's not allowed. He took that post off of X a few hours later and said, well, you could maybe get this check or get a shot at this $1 million check if you sign a petition. He can do that, I guess, under the First Amendment, particularly given the Supreme Court unwillingness to do anything about the money and politics problem, but it certainly looks like we just have a bunch of billionaires competing over who couldn't choose the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and then the court's going to look beholden to them, whoever wins, and I think that's unfortunate.
Yeah, the Wisconsin Supreme Court currently is a 4-3 liberal majority, with one of the liberal justices retiring. Balance of the court is at stake. They said this will influence abortion laws in Wisconsin. And, of course, Elon Musk has a litigation case that could appear before the Supreme Court in Wisconsin. If his guy gets elected, will that person recuse himself from hearing Elon's litigation case?
He might recuse or not, and that's going to create all sorts of interesting litigation because the U.S. Supreme Court did decide over a decade ago in a case in West Virginia that a Supreme Court justice did need to recuse from a case involving the man who helped him get elected. And there's been a lot of controversy over these Supreme Court elections in other states since that, including Illinois and Michigan and a number of states that have had hotly contested Supreme Court races over the years. And there's been litigation over whether a justice needs to recuse from a case in which business interests or anyone else in support of them had a role. There was a case a number of years ago involving Justice Carmeier of the Illinois Supreme Court and whether he should have recused from the case. And I'm sure that's going to come up in Wisconsin with Elon Musk. If his chosen candidate wins, if the other candidate wins, maybe they'll say he has to recuse from a case involving George Soros or Governor Pritzker or maybe somebody who put money in on the other side. I have no idea.
Yeah, and Supreme Court races, whether in Wisconsin or for the U.S. Supreme Court or any given state, used to be nonpartisan, but you're not going to find anybody who believes that this is a nonpartisan race. Leland, who is one of our colleagues on News Nation, said he's covering tonight. They're doing some polling, but there was a question whether this vote would be a referendum on Elon Musk or Donald Trump. Do you believe there's a correlation?
Well, I think people are sick and tired of Elon Musk and all the billionaires putting the money in politics. Whether they agree with Donald Trump's policies or other issues or disagree, there is definitely a lot of other controversy involving President Trump other than Elon Musk. But there are a lot of voters left, right, and center who are sick and tired of billionaires trying to influence elections. And this just creates the impression that our elected officials are beholden to the billionaires and put them into office. And that's not going to be good, and that's not going to be good for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. billionaire better than your billionaire is my justice backbone. This billionaire better than the other one, and I don't think that's the way elections ought to be.
Is there ever a chance we'll go back to nonpartisan races when it comes to judicial seats?
I think we need to think seriously about judicial elections, particularly in the states that have had the most controversies, Michigan, Illinois, and Wisconsin. There are other states as well. We're trying to limit this in Minnesota with the type of nonpartisan retention elections we have in Minnesota, but we fear that we could end up with Elon Musk coming in here as well, because no matter how much you say it's nonpartisan or even a retention election for a sitting justice or judge, things can get partisan pretty quickly when the big money comes in and starts running attack ads against another candidate, saying they're soft on crime or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And none of this has to do with electing a court that's going to serve the people of the state. And so I'd urge that Illinois, Wisconsin, Michigan, and I'm focusing on this in Minnesota too, we need to make sure that our judicial elections are protected from this type of partisanship and this kind of campaign spending.
Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your input.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Richard Painter, former chief of White House ethics. He was a lawyer for the Bush administration, now with the University of Minnesota. The recipient of Elon's first $1 million check in Wisconsin is the chairman of the Wisconsin College Republicans. And on the bottom of the check, it says spokesperson. So it wasn't just a random drawing. And of course, he made that last minute change on X to make sure his, you know, what was covered.